She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, I am so excited for this segment because, you know, I, as a consultant in the natural products industry, you gotta understand, when it's an industry, it's marketed, there's people that are making profits, and all of those things. And one of the things that I get concerned about, though, is it at the cost or expense of somebody? And a lot of times in this case, it's the consumer. And so I've always kind of touted myself as a consumer advocate. But throughout my decade and plus being in this industry, I have met this lovely, I would say, natural products insider. I'm just going to say that. He and his wife, his beautiful, gorgeous wife, and he's actually quite handsome himself, have a great retail store. And I'm going to have him tell you more about it. But he and I was on his show a couple weeks ago called Wealth of Health. And I said, gosh, I got to get him on my show because we have some of the similar thoughts and same passions about basically taking care of you. So I want to welcome Bill Azen. How you doing?
How are you, Dr. Holly? You're too kind with that introduction.
No, you taught me well. Well, I should say more than less that you're my friend, and it's just always so wonderfully comforting to see you and Dasha's face, Dasha, your lovely wife, just because of the history and really because of the passion that we share. So, you know, just briefly, will you tell the listeners a little bit about your history, and then we're going to get down to talking about the natural products industry and some of the things that we think are wrong about it.
Sure. We both worked for the United States government in various jobs until about 1995, and then Dasha's mom had this health food store, which was started in 1971. She decided to retire, and we jumped in and embraced the opportunity, giving up very high-paying jobs, giving up a lot of medical coverage, and, you know, your classic government job. We both came from clean eating, cooking from scratch type families, both of us from Eastern Europe. We never had Coke and Pepsi. We never had burgers and fries. This was all Western invention that came after.
Lucky you, right?
Yeah, I know. We got separated from that Eastern European culture and only saw that when we came to the United States, or Dasha was just raised in that here in the U.S. I came to the U.S. when I was 16. I have an engineering degree. She has a business manager degree, so we have very analytical minds, and we approach this industry right from the beginning is we're not going to blow smoke up people's behind, and we're not going to upsell them, and we're not going to play marketing games. We're going to tell them how it is. Doesn't mean that anecdotal information and 200 years of history, if it comes to, for example, Bach flower remedies or some Indian remedies, doesn't mean that they don't work, but I would rather position myself making recommendations based on clinical science and published studies, and that's where you come in with the companies that you work for and the practices that you advocate.
Yeah, well, and I don't work for any of these companies. I actually, we just have relationships.
Sometimes you're on the board of their medical advisors or
yeah.
you consult
so that's
with
the
them.
Thing.
Right.
I do, I consult with them, so. And I, you know, and one of the things that I think you and I were talking about, we were just down at the Natural Products Expo, and I really want to watch out for consumers because I think if you look at the state of our health, they're very hungry. Now, I do think from a human perspective and a westernized human perspective, even if they're walking into your lovely store, there's some people are still looking for the silver bullet. And with all due respect to, I think, some of the great work that is being done on pop television and daytime television, you know, I do think that we have come across the, how should I say it? You know, if Dr. Oz mentioned an ingredient or a product and all of a sudden there's this swarm of folks and there's people that are actually being hired just to watch a show to tout and order exactly what he says. And, you know, for me, where do I find the harm in that?
Add to that the manufacturers who sit there watching the show, and within a few weeks they have a product in the pipeline that he talked about, and that material may not have existed for 50 or 100 years before he mentioned it.
Right. Right, and then you're looking at manufacturers that are not out to that only have industry, I think, interest in mind, perhaps, and not actual consumer wellness. I think being involved in health in any way, you know, this is how I make my living. But I feel like you've got to have, it's a service industry. I still feel you can make a great living and still be in clean and clear, right, hit high integrity points and be in a service industry. And I think, you know, I love what you do so much because you start with educating the consumer. You don't just say, buy this product because it's the least expensive or the most expensive. You've got the information, the bullet points. Who is it manufactured by? Is it clean and clear of, hey, additives and fillers that you don't want in your body?
Right.
And you know, is there some good clinical science behind it?
Absolutely. And every morning when I wake up, I basically ask the question, do I look at myself in the mirror? Am I okay with what I'm doing and recommending, ethically wise? And you would be surprised how many times we tell somebody not to buy something because we feel that if they're not willing to change their lifestyle, they're not willing to completely reverse their habits, this one pill or two pills are not going to do anything. And we tell them, please don't spend the money or don't allow your relative, don't buy it for your relative if they're not willing to give up the sugars and the Twinkies and the donuts, or they're not willing to get off their butt and get in an exercise. The pill isn't going to do anything. I have to give you an example. At the Expo West, I walked up to a booth, and we've been looking for a source of Laetril, vitamin B17. It was illegal by the government for years and years. We know of the toxicity with apricot pits. So all of a sudden, this booth is advertising B17. I walked up to him, and I said, we don't know you, we don't know your brand, we don't know your reputation, we don't know you from Adam. Show me a third-party independent certificate of analysis on your capsuled B17. They give me the spiel that it's a proprietary piece of paper, it is top secret, they do not disclose it. I gave them my card and I said, when you're ready to show me that document, you can call me. And I walked away. It's unbelievable that some companies are playing on the gullibility of consumers. They're putting God knows what in the bottles. Their labels are not matching what's in the bottles. They're mixing in steroids. They're mixing in all kinds of drugs into the supplements. And then we get the bad publicity that you constantly see and hear on the major news.
So, okay, and I completely agree with you. What would you tell? Now, we've got, you know, general listeners out here. What are, let's say, three things that you, making your money selling nutritional supplements, would tell consumers to ask their retailer and or ask the manufacturer about the product to make sure that it's safe and it's going to not just have a label claim, but it's going to have a claim for their body and a claim for their health and perhaps their family down the line? Like three top things that would be really advisable to these consumers.
So number one is ask for the brand reputation. Keep asking questions from your friends, your relatives, your stores, store owners, and most of it applies to smaller independents or independent chains, because if you walk into a big chain and there's a teenager working there, most likely they will not know the history of a brand or any past issues with any FDA, FTC type warnings or ethical issues with the labeling or bottles. Ask and try to verify, does a certain brand ring the bell when it comes to safety, quality, and efficacy? I can name them by name in either direction, good and bad. Then you need to ask, some people who are very, very educated will actually ask us for a certificate of analysis, and we can produce it for them. You can ask questions about dissolvability. You can ask questions about absorption rates, whether it will break down in water if you did a little test at home, which is really not very scientific, but it will tell you. You can ask them what raw materials are they using. If they're making a claim, for example, on curcumin or on ashwagandha or on ginkgo or on garlic, do they have any substantiated information if they're making a claim as an anti-inflammatory or cardiovascular? Those are top two.
Thank you so much. That was so helpful. I'm sorry I got my 30-second thing, and I want to have you back. I love you. Thank you for being here. I'll get this out so we can have people know where you're at and what we talked about. This is Dr. Lucille, Mindful Medicine, RadioMD.com.